Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they explained, "Everyone is looking for you." And Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I have come." So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. This is the word of God for the people of God. Now, may our hearts be prepared for this week's sermon from Pastor Pamela Sheffield on Prayer is Powerful.
Let us pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and redeemer. I'm coming from verse 35. In the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, Jesus went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. What is prayer? Prayer is generally believed to be expression of man dependency upon God for all things. Prayer is communicating with God. Prayer is means by which we get into the will of God. It was Jesus' desire to do the will of the Father who sent him. And he clearly understood the will of God through prayer. In prayer, we seek his counsel and his direction. In prayer, we come before the Father who knows all things under his divine control. In prayer, we simply talk to God in words or thoughts about things that are on our hearts and our minds. Praying spiritual prayer can drive out fear, worry, fretfulness, anxiety, unforgiveness, resentment, and feeling of insecurity. By casting down every thought that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God. You can see that in 2 Corinthians 10:5. When we pray scriptural prayer, we pray with confidence, knowing that we are asking a God what his will, let his will be done in agreement with our plans. Brothers and sisters, prayer becomes our expression of praise, thanksgiving, adoration, and our petition to our eternal Father for things which we feel that we have need of, both spiritual and material. My first point is praying to make the right decision. Jesus constantly made his decision through prayer. He began each day of his eternal ministry with prayer. Jesus always found time to pray. If he can't find time to talk to others and his Father, then what would he do? What would we do? We must find time to talk to God. Not just half time, not just here, dear. Find a special time. Save that moment just for him. If you want, you can pray, "Lord Jesus, I believe you died on the cross for my sins. and rose again to give me hope. Lord, come, make your home in me that I may know your ways and walk in your presence. Jesus got up early and found a place of solitude. And so must we. It doesn't matter where. Just pray. Even lying in your bed, driving, working, or whatever. Just pray so the devil cannot enter, cannot ruin your day. He will see you through everything. But if you don't pray, I don't know what will happen. Let the will of God enter your lives. Contrary to our will, the will of God may be different for our lives because we consulted the Father's will. So he's going to do what's good for you, not what you think is good for you. Amen, church? Amen. And joy will be our result when we pray. After Jesus shared the Passover meal, he and his disciples went to the Garden of Gethsemane. It was a beautiful spot high on a hill called Mount of Olives. Jesus often goes there to pray. But on this night, he went a little further from there to be alone so he can truly talk to his Father. He fell on his face and he prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. If it's possible, let this cup go away, Lord. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done." Matthew 26:39. Yes, brothers and sisters, Jesus was filled with pain that day. But God did not leave him alone. God sent an angel from heaven to comfort him, just the way he will send the angel to comfort you when you're in need of him. Talk to him. I know that Jesus works in mysterious way. I was working as a secretary in this gas station, very large one. And I was at my desk, and the people usually come up and talk to me and ask questions. And this lady came up, very beautiful. And I looked at her, and she reminded me of my grandmother. And she said, "You like jewelry." I said, "What makes you think so? I just have on a earring." She said, "I know." She had on the most beautiful bracelet you ever seen. She took it off. She said, "Try it on." I said, "No, I can't do that. It's yours." She said, "Give me your hand." She took my hand. She placed the bracelet on my hand. And then she laid her eyes, starting to fall asleep. I said, "Ma'am, this is a place of business. You can't sleep. You got to take your bracelet and go." I tried to take the bracelet off. I couldn't. She stepped to the door. And you can see that direction. And there's nowhere to go. I ran right out the door, and she was not there. You tell me God is not good. After that, I bought my first home by myself. My own car by myself. And then, not too long after, I met my husband. Married. God never leaves us. He never, ever leaves us. He's always there for us. But we got to open our hearts to see him. Open your hearts, my brothers and sisters. He's there. Prayer brings us face to face with God's plan for our lives. It helps us to depend, to deepen our personal relationship with him. It helps us to keep focus on Christ and his work. It helps us to draw near to God, and he will draw near to us. My second point is, we can accomplish a lot when we pray. Jesus prayed before performing his mighty miracles, the raising of Lazarus from the dead. Daniel offered a prayer 3 times a day. Daniel 6:10-23 says, when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upper stairs room where the windows opened towards Jerusalem. 3 times a day he prayed on his knees and gave thanks to God. A group of men found Daniel praying and asking God for help. So they went and told the king. And the king said, and they said to the king, did you not say no one should pray for 30 days to anyone, any God, but you? And they told the king to throw Daniel in the lion's den. Even though the king did not want to, he had to. So they throw Daniel in the lion's den. And the king said to Daniel, may your God, whom you serve, continually rescue you. They put a stone over the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring, so he could not escape even if he wanted to. But the king was sad, and he did not eat or sleep that night because he liked Daniel. But he has to do what he said he was going to do if anybody disobeyed him. But as soon as dawn came, he went to the den and called out, Daniel, Daniel, servant of the living God, did your God rescue you from the lions? Daniel answered, O king, live forever. My God sent his angels, and he shut the mouth of the lion. They did not hurt him. Why? Because he was innocent in God's sight. Nor have I ever done any wrong before you, O king. The king was happy and told the men to take Daniel out of the lion's den. When he came out, there were no marks on his body because he prayed and he trusted God, not man. Don't put your trust in man. Put your trust in God first. Not saying you can't trust your best friend or a good friend. You can, some of them, not all. Daniel knew how to pray, and so must we. Jesus' apostle accomplished much through prayer. Peter and John prayed daily. The believers prayed for boldness. They prayed for protection when they got to go out there and talk to the people about Jesus. My third point is prayer is powerful. Prayer changes everything. Jesus said, man should always pray and never faint. God is concerned with human experience and is willing to help us. Prayer places us in God's hand. No man can estimate the power of God. Prayer releases that power that can bring us through anything we're going through. It don't matter what you have done. It don't matter where you've been. What matters is, did you talk to God about it? You know he knows already every single thing you do. But he wants to hear from you first. He needs for you to have a sweet talk with him and leave it with him. Yes, prayer brings power to our lives. Prayer released within the church can be powerful. Power is released through our ministry. Prayer is the power that opens the Red Sea. Prayer is the power that will add years to our lives, as it did for Hezekiah. Prayer is the only way we can find God. Prayer is placing ourselves in God's hands. God is the unchanging God who hears and answers prayer. He hears the saved, but he also hears the sinner prayer. He hears your prayer and mine. He hears Hagar's prayer in the wilderness and gave her water for herself and her child when she was cast out. He heard John's prayer in the belly of the Noah prayer in Jonah prayer in the belly of the fish and delivered him. At the grave of Lazarus, Jesus said, Father, I thank you for you have always heard me. Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, oh, where shall I go? We must pray and confess our sins to God. Brothers and sisters, in the Old Testament is this wonderful promise that if we confess our sins to God, he will listen to us. And he will answer our prayer. He said, if my people are called by my name and will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear them from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Brothers and sisters, pray for God's will be done. Unity and healing for our church and all the other churches, our family, the poor, the sick, the shut-in. Pray for healing for our country and other country, especially what's going on in Ukraine. You got to be a madman to bomb a hospital where children are. I'm sorry, Lord, but he has to be. Pray for Ruth over someone's head. Pray for clothes for the naked. Pray for the prisoners. Pray for Christian leaders. Remember, my brothers and sisters, when we do not pray and put God first, that is exactly when Satan comes in our lives and turn it upside down. And none of God's children wants that. Amen? Brothers and sisters, John Wesley said, in all means, seek God alone. And in and through every outward thing, look only to the power of his spirit and the merit of his son. Be aware we do not get stuck doing too much work here, there. If we do, it would be for nothing. Nothing short of God can satisfy our soul. Therefore, we must fix our eyes on Jesus. In everything we do, through everything. And he only have the power to take away whatever is troubling us. Remember also to use all means possible to reach him. And do not give up. Even when you think he's not listening. He's listening to you, my brothers and sisters. Take it from me. I know he listens. I pray. If everything hit me, I pray. He always, always take care of it. The doctor told me that I had cancer in my breast. I said, okay. I went to my church in New Jersey at the time, and we prayed. The people prayed for me. The day before I went into the surgery, the people prayed for me. The doctor cut me open. He said, when I awoke, he said, I don't know what happened, but there's nothing there. I said, sir, do you believe in prayer? He said, yeah. I said, well, that's the power of God. That's God and nothing else or no one else. He will heal you, but you do have to trust him. You have to believe in him. You have to know there's no other way, none, but to trust and believe. Amen. Dear Lord, you and you only have the power to heal us and what's happening in this world. So, Lord, we're going to leave it in your mighty hands. We trust you. We know that everything that you said and do will be well done. So everything that we ask is in your son, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Let it be done. Amen.